Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 15th September. Top stories for today. A $3 billion US dollar debt that one Malaysia Development Berhad had taken on in 2013 was not used for a joint venture with Abu Dhabi to carry out investments as originally intended, but was instead used to pay off the company's debts and even to buy land in Penang, which featured in Dato' Sri Najib Razak's election campaign speech. Former 1MDB CEO Mohd Hazim Abdul Rahman said this while testifying as the 10th prosecution witness in former Prime Minister Najib's power abuse and money laundering trial over more than 2 billion ringgit of 1MDB funds. The government today agreed to allow students who need to continue their studies or register as new students to travel abroad. Senior Minister Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob said they do not need to apply for approval from the Malaysian Immigration Department but are required to submit proof such as their student card and the offer letter. The Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission is investigating the pollution of Sungai Gong in Rawang for further foul play even as prosecutors hauled up four company directors and a workshop manager to court this morning. Its chief, Dato' Sri Azam Baki, said the commission is working with the police and several other agencies on several related issues, but declined to elaborate. A man was killed when slashed with a machete after he was alleged to have flashed his private part to a woman in an incident in Taman Pangkalan, Indah last Sunday. Melaka Criminal Investigation Department head ACP Muhammad Nor Yazid Idris said the incident started at about 9 p.m. when the victim, aged 25, and a friend was scolded for making noise in front of a house in the area. The victim then unzipped his pants and flashed his private part to the woman, who is the wife of one of the occupants in the house, resulting in a fight which ended with the victim being slashed several times on the back after a chase by the two house occupants. The victim's friend managed to flee. Following the incident, the police have arrested 9 men aged between 20 and 50 to facilitate investigations. Apple Incorporated is set to host the much-awaited debut of a broad slate of new products at a virtual event which will be live-streamed on their website tonight. The California-based tech giant is expected to unveil some of the Apple Watch Series 6, a new range of iPads and an affordable smartwatch while reserving the iPhone launch for October. The Series 6 will feature a faster processor and a blood oxygen meter. It will be the first time since 2016 to have two new models released at once. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astrowani.com for more on these stories.